Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. And here we are.
Here we are, back again. How's it going?
Another episode. It's so good. How are you?
So good.
Good. We're in like the coziest mood today.
Yeah, with the beanbags and the blankets, the works, because it's just crazy out there.
Too cold, Court. Too cold.
So much snow.
Oh my gosh. Can we just talk
about that for a second? I was not expecting the amount of snow that we got, and that's probably because I didn't check the weather app and I didn't see the snowfall warning.
Right, because you don't do that.
No.
No, never. There was a lot of snow. The highways yesterday were horrible.
Were you driving on them?
Yes. Like, so bad.
I can't even imagine.
And I'm a fairly confident winter driver, but wow, were they? Yep.
That's scary.
It was pretty scary.
Because even on my way home from work yesterday, I couldn't see the road because it was just all white.
Yes.
There was no definition to the road at all.
No, I was in the Starbucks drive-thru too, and I feel like only Canadians, specifically if you live in a place with so much snow like us, you'll get it. But when the snow freezes to your windshield wiper in the exact spot where your vision is for driving.
Yes.
And it's like while you're driving. I was in the Starbucks drive-thru and I could see. And then all of a sudden I couldn't see. I was like, what do I do?
That is the worst. That happened to me on my drive home. And it's just like it's fine. And then all of a sudden it's not.
I know. Because it just like freezes while you're driving and then you can't see.
And then you're just rubbing your windshield with ice.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
Only people who live with lots of snow will understand that, but it's crazy. Also, at the Rebels game Saturday night, it was funny because everyone said when they were driving in, everyone's windshield wipers were just up when they in the parking lot. So it's just hilarious that we live, like everyone just puts their windshield wipers up because there's so much snow.
It's too much.
Too much. Yeah, not a fan.
But not a fan.
That's okay. We're cozy today.
Yeah, so cozy. Here we are.
Yeah. How was your week, Court?
My week was good. Yeah? My week was really good. It was pretty, I think I was just saying this before we started recording. I feel like my weeks are very average and I don't really do a whole lot. But then all of a sudden the weekend happens. It's like, what the heck? This is so crazy.
I know.
But the week was so good. We had the last Player of the Month presentation on Friday.
Oh, yes.
So we were at the Rebels game, which was fun. My sister was in town all weekend. So whole fam went to the Rebels game. So cute. I did not watch a second of it.
That's okay. We don't expect you to.
My sister was there. I straight up talked the whole time.
Yeah, you were chatting.
Yeah, I'd already do that with my mom, but add another one of us and it's like,
oh,
we have so much to say.
That's so fun. I actually was down there and saw you guys.
Yeah.
We were in your section. That's amazing.
So yeah, big Rebels night out on Friday.
Yeah.
But the week was very, very chill.
Normal. Go to work.
Hang out.
Do your thing.
I shared this on Instagram this past week, but I got my eyebrows laminated this week.
They look so good.
Thank you so much. I'm obsessed.
No way. I'm obsessed.
As a girl who like doesn't do much to her eyebrows, it's just so fun to have someone else who this is their profession.
Yes.
Just like perfect them and get them back into shape and I don't know, just give you a little boost.
I feel like one of my friends always said when your eyebrows are done but you have no makeup on, like it just makes you feel a certain way. Like it just helps, you know, boost your confidence a little.
Just gives you a little boost.
Yeah. So I love them. They look fantastic.
Thank you so much. It was such a good experience. It was so like, it was just good vibes.
Yeah, good vibes.
Yeah.
So eyebrows are scary to get done.
It is terrifying. I don't get them done ever. I've only had my brows laminated once and I really liked it. I just didn't maintain it and I just didn't go back. But it was my first time going to this girl and she was so sweet and she knew exactly what she was doing and it was wonderful. But it is scary. Mm-hmm. Like your first appointment, even like I got them done on Monday and I was like, I'm a little scared just because you're sitting there like blindly.
Yep.
Someone is working on your face and you don't know what they're doing to it. And she was really good. She was like describing all the steps and I'm like, aww. I don't really understand. I can't visualize that, but I appreciate the walkthrough.
Yeah.
But I'm just like, I still don't know what you're doing.
Yeah, you just don't know until the reveal at the end and you're like, hope this looks good.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look so good. They look amazing.
Thank you.
What a fun appointment.
It was fun. It was a good little, I guess, pamper appointment. You know, one of those.
Yes, of course. We love self-care.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. How was your week?
My week? Good. Honestly, like pretty quiet also. I focused a lot on spin this week, which was nice. Ooh. Yes. And then Thursday night, kind of the start of like the snowfall, I had to pick my bosses up from the airport in Edmonton, which thankfully Edmonton was not as bad as Calgary, but I had left. They were flying in quite late and their flight had been delayed a couple times. So I was like, I'm just going to leave at 4:45. I'm going to download some episodes of the show I'm watching and just like sit in the vehicle just so I can make it to Edmonton, because I was a little bit worried about the drive. Well, the drive was so clear. So I was like, okay, what can I do? So I found a little bar by the airport and I sat at the bar by myself.
I love it.
And I met so many friends in this night. Yes, it was so fun. I was just like chatting up everyone. I was like, they invited me to karaoke. I was like, I have to go to the airport. Sorry, guys.
Okay, where were you?
Literally at like a Holiday Inn bar. It was called Eclipse and it's by the airport.
I love it.
And I just parked myself there for...
And just like mingled?
Just mingled, yeah. Didn't even plan on mingling. I was like, okay, I'm just going to get some food, have one drink, hang out. And then I just like ended up drinking water and... hanging out people. With all these people. So it was great. And then we had to pick, I picked my bosses up. They didn't end up like landing till like 11:30, so we didn't get home. I did not get home until like 2:30 that night, so that was a late one. But I got to sleep in a little bit on Friday, and then my weekend was Rebels Friday, Saturday. Saw you on Friday and Saturday. Rebels again, and it was great. We had a win. Rebels fired their coach.
That's wild. I heard that. Well, but I guess you told me that earlier.
I know. It was crazy. It was like Friday night we lost, and then it was like, oh, here's a new coach Saturday. Like,
I don't.
Me either. Don't get it. No idea. I felt really bad, but I was like, I mean, I guess this is just the life of hockey.
Yeah.
So it's whatever. But yeah, it was a good weekend. And then my Sunday today is just... I went to spin this morning and now we're recording the podcast and I'm going to have like a little self-care day. I'm watching Glee right now.
I love Glee. Can we just talk? We need to talk about Glee.
We do.
Did you watch it like when it first aired?
I don't think I actually did watch it when it first aired, but I watched it like pretty consistently when it was still on TV, but I'd started it. So I think I caught up to like the tail end of it.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah.
Like I don't think I was... watching it when it first came on TV.
No.
But it was still on TV when I started to watch
it. Yes, agreed.
So, yeah, same.
It changed my life.
I love Glee.
It is like...
I don't know why I love it so much. I love the songs. We were listening to music this morning and me and my sister were like, oh, they did this song on Glee.
Yes.
They did this song on Glee.
Yes.
And an old song will come up and I'm like, oh my gosh, this song. My dad will be like, how do you know this song? Oh, Glee. They did it on Glee.
Yep. I know. The soundtrack on Glee, so good. And like the message behind Glee. Oh, I love it. The one, I'm not even there yet. Like I'm like fully on season one, but I don't remember. It was the Glee original. I think it's called Loser Like Me. Mm-hmm. When they sing it at, it was regionals or sectionals or whatever.
Yes, yes.
But it was like all about embracing that everyone's just so weird. And I sob every time. Like I'm just a sucker for a good message and like inclusivity. Like I just, I love that. So that show is my feel good.
Yeah. I do occasionally just like have the urge to put it on. Same. And season one really is the best season, I think.
So good. Yep.
Because it's just the whole.
Yeah.
Everything.
I know. It's just, it is so good. So I'm watching that right now and I can't put it down. Like I'm obsessed all over again.
With Glee.
Yeah. So Glee's the show to watch right now.
I love it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it because I am a Glee girl.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
People that aren't really don't get it.
No, they don't.
Like they like extra can't relate, don't get it.
I can like almost guarantee my entire friend group has not watched Glee.
Really?
Yeah, they're not Glee people.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I'm a sucker for that. And they would all be like, yeah, Morgan is a Glee girl for sure.
I just love sporadic songs.
Same.
In shows. Like, I love a good...
Do you love musicals?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really do.
Man.
So...
Just adds so much.
Right? And then sometimes when you go on a Glee kick.
Yep.
You then sometimes need to hear the song, so you put it on.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden Glee albums mix into your recently played. And then that's embarrassing when your recently played is on shuffle and you're with someone who's not a Glee person.
I know.
And they're like, what is this?
Yeah, you're like listening to Glee. And
yeah.
I'm like, mm-hmm. Yep, that's what I do. I'm so happy you're a Glee person.
Yeah.
We can keep each other up to date with all the Glee stuff. I will say the episode like when Corey Monteith passed.
Yeah.
Is I think when that had aired on TV was kind of when I started watching from the beginning, because I remember that whole thing.
Okay,
like I'd always been like a distant Glee fan, but then they aired that one and whatever song she sings just like hit me so hard. But mm-hmm. that episode,
I stopped watching probably like after that.
Yeah.
And then after like really probably after they graduate is really when like
I know
like when everybody
go to
moves,
New York
yeah,
and, yeah
I don't
yeah
I'm not familiar with that end of
yeah
it, the seasons.
Yeah, it's such a good show.
It's so good.
I'm happy you love it.
Yeah. We this weekend, last night, we celebrated my parents' 30th anniversary. 30 years they've been married, which is so crazy.
That is so crazy.
And it was so much fun.
Aww.
We just went out for supper. We went to the Keg.
Oh.
When was the last time you were at the Keg?
I have not been in a while, but I do have a gift card, so maybe I need to go.
You gotta go. I don't know. I feel like I really don't go to the Keg.
No.
And I always kind of forget about it.
Yeah. What'd you get?
But I got the salmon.
Okay.
The like.
That's what I get.
Really?
Yes.
The pistachio crusted mm-hmm. salmon. It was so good.
Fantastic.
Brussels sprouts.
Yep.
Mashed potatoes. So good.
Wow.
We also got some like escargot to start. Do you like escargot?
Uh-huh.
It was really good. It tasted kind of different.
Did it?
I don't know. It had like a spice on it that wasn't like super traditional, I would say.
Okay.
But I hadn't had escargot in so long.
I'd be curious to try it at the Keg.
Yeah.
I haven't had it in forever.
Yeah. I don't know, but it was really good. And we just like, yeah.
Aww.
Had a whole big family supper. And
that's so cute. 30
yeah, it
years.
Was cute.
Man, that's amazing.
Isn't that like, it's hard to think about and put into perspective, but
yeah,
it's like they... It's quite cool.
Yeah, that is
so
cool. Mm-hmm. I adore your parents, so that's amazing.
Yeah,
aww.
It was so cute. And yeah, that's why my sister was down for the weekend.
Yeah.
And
oh, good.
So full family this weekend.
Love it. Wow.
Yeah.
So great weeks for both of us.
Great weeks.
We love it. And do you have a favorite this week?
I do. I have a little different one.
Oh.
Something I haven't done before, and I'm surprised that it's taken me this long to go into this category of favorite.
Okay.
So this week, my favorite is a specific gold hoop. I'm actually wearing them today.
I'm shocked you have not ever.
I know.
Yeah.
It's my go-to jewelry mm-hmm. favorite.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it's a small tube hoop.
Okay.
And it's about 4 millimeters thick. So it's a little bit thicker. And it is the perfect earring. Like, perfect earring. When you don't know what to wear,
mm-hmm.
grab these hoops. If you're just getting into like gold jewelry, like really
yeah.
starting to like invest in pieces, these hoops are like my 100% recommendation.
That's what you'd recommend everyone.
Oh, 100. I get them for like, I've gotten them for a few friends for like birthdays.
Yeah.
It's such a good gift.
Wow.
They're 10 karat. They're just a really nice
mm-hmm.
everyday reach for earring that are just so pretty.
I love that. Well,
yeah.
If anyone knows, it's you. Listen, that is your category.
Right? I don't know why it's taken me so long to think about jewelry. And
yeah.
I was thinking about my favorite this week and I was like, these hoops.
How often do you wear them, would you say?
5 out of 7 days.
Yeah. Okay. So lots.
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 And I'm not even exaggerating.
Yeah. I wonder, are they the same ones I have? Remember?
Yes.
They are.
Yes.
Okay. I have them too.
Okay.
I love them.
Yes. They're exactly the same ones.
Okay. They dress up anything. Like
yeah.
they just make me feel... I don't know how to describe it, like more put together.
Yeah.
You just don't have to put any thought into them.
And it is like starting to build a jewelry collection and starting to take the time to invest and make that decision to like invest
yeah.
in more pieces.
Yes.
This piece, they're $200, just over $200.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it is a pricier piece, but it's so worth it for how much you're going to reach for them.
100%. Oh, I love that.
Oh, I forgot that you had them.
I know. I was like, I think I have those. Mm-hmm. I got them as a gift, like maybe like 4 or 3 years ago.
Yeah.
It was, Anyway, that's crazy. So I do love them.
So good, right?
Wow. Okay, good fave.
What's your favorite of the week?
My favorite is very basic. Very basic. Honestly, it's probably going to be a lot of people's favorites. Like, I feel like it's someone's favorite. It never changes. Mm-hmm. But I've just found that I'm reaching for them more often than not right now. It's a clothing piece.
Oh.
Again, think basic. Here we go. It's the Black Align leggings from Lululemon.
Oh, yeah. They're my favorite.
They come with a story. I loved being a colorful legging girly. I really had so many colorful leggings, but right now I cannot wear them. Like, I don't know what it is, but when I am working out or going to spin or whatnot, like, I only want to wear black right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I just feel more comfortable in them. I don't know. I'm just like in my black legging era again. Mm-hmm. But like, I love colorful leggings. I'm just not reaching for them at all. So I'm doing laundry like often right now because I just can't circle through them fast enough.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Black Align leggings. I want to get my hands on the black ribbed Align leggings. Have you heard of those?
I haven't.
Oh my gosh. Someone was wearing them at Spin the other day and they were so cute.
Really?
And just like really good quality still, like for ribbed, because I was like, I don't know. Rib stuff is cute, but I didn't know if I loved it in a legging version. But I feel like at Lulu, it just adds the perfect amount of texture to your look with still keeping like black. I don't know.
Yeah. Are they the same material?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
I know. Because that was the other thing.
Like, visually or like imagine how they feel.
I know. That's what I said. Because I was like, I'm very picky when it comes to my leggings. Like, I don't like wearing super thin stuff. So when I've worn ribbed before, I feel like it's super thin or I don't know, ribbed. Everyone knows what ribbed material is, but then if you think of it mixed with literally the Align leggings, that's what it is. It's so cool.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I love those leggings too. That's a good favorite. It's a classic. It is. It's never going to fail you.
I was just like thinking, what am I wearing a lot of or using every day? And I was like, my Black Align leggings. I have 3 pairs.
Yeah.
That I circle through.
I also believe I have 3 pairs.
Right?
A pair that like, you know, is worn. You walk the dog today. In those and and they're they're pilling and whatever.
Yep.
And then you have the nicer pair that when you put on, you really do feel, okay, these are new.
Yep. The girls like, get it. That is literally me. I'm wearing the older pair today because with Rebels, I wear black Align leggings. Mm-hmm. So when I have a double game, I'm like, all my leggings are dirty now. Let's just do some laundry. So I love them. I'm a big Lulu Align fan.
I love it. I'm here for it. I love Lulu. I'm not like, I don't know the ins and outs of Lulu.
Yeah.
But like my sister is like, she is like a huge Lululemon person and she knows what's new and what is like, if you're running, if you're doing yoga, if you're doing what to wear.
Yeah.
And I, since I'm not necessarily in my working out era of my life.
Of course.
I'm just like, oh, I just want something comfy.
Yeah.
She's like, well, those are actually like, those would be great if you went for a run or like yoga. I'm like, well, I'm actually going to lounge in them.
So what can I use for these? Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm going to buy them for that purpose. Yeah.
So fun fact, I worked at Lululemon.
Did you really?
Yeah. Oh. I worked there in 2021 or 2020, maybe just for the holiday season. They hire seasonal employees.
Yeah.
And what an incredible company to work for.
Yes.
Honestly, like, more businesses need to take note on Lululemon because they just treat their employees so good, just in terms of like overall health and fitness and encouraging you to like be the best version of you, I guess. But yeah, so I collected quite a few items during that.
Well, that's funny you say that because my sister also worked at Lulu.
Really?
Like temporarily in Edmonton. And I think that just fueled her like love for it because it was a good experience and definitely get to collect a few more.
Yeah, it is super cool. That company, I love their product and I loved it before, but hearing the message behind each piece and, you know, technically the Align leggings we're not supposed to be wearing for high intensity workouts.
Yeah.
So like learning that, and then I tell my friends and I'm like, you're not actually supposed to be wearing that.
Yeah.
I do it. Don't get me wrong. But yeah, that's learning what they're for. Yeah, every piece is just made for a reason, and I think that's so cool. I love the brand.
Wow. Yeah. I didn't know you worked at Lulu. That's fun.
Yeah.
There are like some jobs in life that like I had jobs in kind of high school or like right after high school.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow, I can't believe I worked there.
I know.
I worked at Second Cup.
You did?
Yeah. For like a hot second when I was in Edmonton.
Really?
I was at a Second Cup. I had just like I was really struggling with school.
Okay.
And I was going into the second semester, mm-hmm. and my parents were like, well, how about you like scale back on the course load and maybe like find something else to do?
Yeah.
Like set up a coffee shop or whatnot. So I ended up going and getting a job at Second Cup. And I was there for probably like a few months.
Yeah.
And it was so much fun.
That is so cool.
And so random.
Yes. So random.
So random. But we got like free coffee all the time.
Amazing.
And like you.
Through school?
Yeah, exactly. And it's like you would start your shift and the people would be like, okay, well, make yourself a coffee. And then like, yeah, clock in, whatever. I was like, wow, okay. And then you'd be ending your shift. They would be like, okay, well, yeah, just make yourself a coffee to go and clock out and you're good. I'm like,
okay.
So I drank so much coffee.
Wow.
When I was there.
No way.
I also have like a new, I guess it opened up my eyes to like respect for the baristas.
Oh yes.
And the blended drinks.
Really? You despise them?
Oh, they're the worst. And like you would get like a group of like maybe like middle schoolers in and like all order like all the blended like yummy fun drinks.
Frappuccinos.
And it's like, please stop. Please stop it.
What a pain.
Yeah.
Wow, crazy. I cannot believe you worked there. Yeah.
It was a fun slight moment and like my life had just changed so much. Mm-hmm. And I decided to drop. Now I'm really going on a tangent, but like I decided to drop out of college, as we all know.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, well, I'm not ready to move home yet. I'll just work full time here. Mm-hmm. I'll just take on a few more shifts and see if I want to stay in Edmonton.
Yeah.
So I had a conversation with my boss at the time and she was so nice. She was like, okay, like, yeah, we can definitely like hook you up with more shifts. I just like really want to know, like, are you sticking around? Like you're like good to stay, you're committing to this. And I was like, yeah, I'm 100% here. And then stuff happened like a weekend, like that next weekend.
Yeah.
And by like Tuesday, I was like, I'm moving home. I take back everything I said.
Oh, no.
I was crying in her office and it was just like, I have to go.
I have to leave. Aw, that's.
Anyway, so what just a good random, experience, random fun facts.
Yeah, but like working at a coffee shop, I worked at Breathing Room Yoga Studio forever, and then attached was like a little bakery and cafe. No longer exists anymore, but it was like gluten-free and
teas. She had so many good vegan stuff.
Yes, yeah. Teas Bakery and Cafe. And so I got to be like a little barista, and mm-hmm. I feel like it's such a good tool to have, like learning how the coffee was made and everything. It was so fun. I'm definitely don't remember any of it, but like.
Oh, yeah, I could not make you. No,
but what a fun job.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Love that.
So fun. Wow. So random.
Okay, well, should we get into the episode?
Because we should.
Chatted forever, like we always do.
Always.
Okay, today we're so excited. I'm so excited. Are you excited?
I'm so excited. This is one of my favorite games to play with friends.
You got me on this game. Honestly, I had not purchased it. And then I got it probably about a year ago for our girlfriends, and we played it at Christmas this past year, and it was so fun. It's, what's it called?
It's called We're Not Really Strangers, and they have a few different editions of the game. I have the friendship one, but there's also like a dating one. There's the original version and probably like a few other variety packs.
They have a few. You can get it off Amazon.
Yeah.
It's so cute, and I'd like to give a shout out to mutually one of our favorite podcasts, What We Said, because they did an episode like this where they used the game. We're going to use the game and ask each other some fun questions from it and hopefully give you guys like a taste of what the game's about so you can get it too, because it's honestly so fun on a girls' night.
It is. We use it so much, and like between like my best friends, it's like you know these people so well. But these questions are just like so different. You don't talk about it in this way so much, you know?
Yeah.
So it just gives you some really fun conversation and prompts and just.
Yeah, it is so fun. I'm excited to ask. So we are going to ask each other, I think, just like a series of questions, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's do it. Do you want to ask? Do you want me to ask first?
I'll ask you.
Okay. Oh, wait. I'm so nervous.
I'm nervous too. We, like, Court and I usually prepare for each episode, you know, with each topic, just like, and today we're like coming in empty handed. We're just going to.
Going in blind. We don't know what the questions are.
No.
So we're just like pulling blindly here.
Yeah.
And hopefully they'll be good.
Okay. Are you ready?
Let's get into it. Yeah.
Okay. What is the best, worst thing that's ever happened to you? Something bad, but ended up like teaching you a lesson, or like, do you have any?
I honestly think it was dropping out of college.
Oh.
Honestly, 100%.
What a good question to start off with, so as random. We talked about it.
Yeah, I think that was the best, worst thing in the moment, because it came with a lot of emotions that I wasn't necessarily prepared for, but it was something that I had to do. And looking back, it was like, that was such a pivotal moment in my life and a starting point to starting the job I have now, to getting involved in my family's business. I wouldn't have gotten there in the same way if I hadn't dropped out of college.
100%. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it's a learning curve, because, you know, you have this plan, and I'm sure if anyone listening has gone through something similar, it's, you go into college thinking you're going to come out of it with something.
Yes.
That you're going to succeed.
Yeah.
Right. And when plans change, you feel like a sense of failure.
Yeah.
But it's really not. It's redirection.
Yeah. 100%.
But that was something that was like, okay, this is the worst, because I just failed at something huge that everybody else can do.
Yeah. Oh, girl. Yep. That is the worst feeling.
Yeah. Everybody else is in college. Like, why isn't this working for me?
Yeah.
And now I have to go move home and I have to start over. Mm-hmm. And what am I doing?
Yeah.
So
you feel pressured to like continue. I right out of college went into kinesiology and I dropped out after.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I knew that.
No, I did 1 year and I was like, nope, not for me. And then I ended up getting a job with Breathing Room, and I think I took 2 years off and then went back to school after that. But it is the worst thing at the time, because you do feel like a failure and you feel like, how can I not do this? But then I love this question, because it was like one of the best things that happened to me, because I wouldn't be where I am today without that experience.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely not. Everything in life happens for a reason. I do believe that. And here we are.
Here we are. Like, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah, no. Okay. Love that. Okay. I love that we talked about it.
Okay. I love this one.
I'm so nervous.
Okay. What are you proudest of yourself for? Permission to brag.
Oh, brag about myself? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
I am most proud of my ability to do things on my own right now. I'm so proud. Living is hard right now. Things are expensive. Being by yourself while everyone else is married, like we've talked about before, I am just so dang proud of myself for being able to do it by myself.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm learning every day, and it's hard, but like, I get to go to bed every night by myself and just like be proud of what I've done, I guess. I think that's really empowering for me.
It is. I'm so happy you feel that way.
Yeah.
Because you should be proud of that, because some people might not be there.
Yeah.
Or might our relationship with ourselves and being comfortable with ourselves and doing things alone and doing it just for you.
Yeah.
And being able to support yourself fully.
Yeah.
Is
huge.
Huge.
I think that's the other part, like supporting myself. And if you're listening right now and you do not give yourself enough credit, like life is expensive right now, and living by yourself is like nearly impossible just where we're at. And so if you are doing that, you should be so proud. If you are like providing for yourself and doing that, like it is hard. Every day is a struggle, but man, like it's so rewarding. Like seeing you're paying your bills and you're feeding yourself and you're working all these jobs to make sure that you can. And I don't know, it's a really rewarding feel. So I'm very proud of myself for that.
I'm here for it.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Yeah, you always have permission to break.
Okay.
On this podcast.
Appreciate you, Court. okay, what have you learned to accept about yourself with time?
that's a good one too.
That is a good one. That one is...
That's a loaded question.
I know. It could be literally so many things. That's why this episode's like, ooh, what's it going to be?
Yeah. Okay. One more time. Can you repeat it?
What have you learned to accept about yourself in time?
There are so many things to come to mind. I think something that I know and recognize in myself, I love to be in control of things.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think a large life lesson is realizing that you can't control things.
Yep.
You are in charge of, like, you know, what you do, mm-hmm. and who you are and how you treat people.
Yeah.
But there is so much of this life that, like, you can't control, and you can't fret over not being in control of certain situations.
Yeah.
You have to let go.
Yeah.
And I do know that, like, I like to be in control,
yeah, yeah.
of things. I like to just know where I'm headed and yeah. what's going on yeah. and how things are going. And I'm learning that it's A-okay to let people come into your life and contribute to it.
Yeah. Cool. Wow. That is a good one. That's huge to accept, honestly, because as, like, I don't necessarily feel that way, but I can imagine when you want to take control of things, being able to accept that you can't is, like, huge. Like, that's a big step.
Yeah. And it's just, like, that is just facts. And I feel like that's part of growing up. And we talk about this all the time, about being in your 20s and how, like, growing up is figuring things out yes. and letting things just happen.
Yeah.
Where, like, that is just part of growing up, like, learning the fact that you cannot control
yep.
life.
Yeah. Yeah.
You are only solely in control of, like, your actions and yeah. your words.
Yeah, it's so true.
Other than that, stuff happens all the time.
All the time. And you can't control it. Like, you really can't.
You can't.
Life goes on.
You can't fret about not controlling it.
Wow. Okay, good one. That was great. I love that.
Okay. What part of your job doesn't feel like work?
Oh, my gosh. Fun.
Yeah. I guess you have so many different hats.
I was going to say this. Wow. I immediately have an answer, though.
Mm-hmm.
So in my job with the Red Deer Rebels, I'm behind the scenes. For anyone who doesn't know, like, I'm the gal passing out coupons or on the ice. But what a lot of people don't see, because it's not necessarily on camera and for the public, is I deal with all the little kiddos. So that's the teams that play on the ice during intermission. The little boy or girl who gets to skate with the Rebels pregame, that's all me. And that is my favorite part, without a doubt. Those little kids have so much impact on me, and they don't even know it. And they change my life every time I meet them. So that makes it feel like it's not even work.
Mm-hmm.
I could, like, choke up right now.
I know. I could actually cry right now.
I adore them. Yeah, they are, I don't know, it's just so fun. I get to take them down, give them a spiel. Just last night, on Saturday night, my little rebel was, like, so excited. They're always nervous, but they're so excited. And I do this race with them, so I don't wear skates on the ice, but they do. But I go in there and, you know, I give the I never lose speech. Like, I'm like, no one's ever beat me. Because then when they beat me, it makes them feel so good. Like,
yeah.
So good. And the parents get it. And so, like, the parents will come up to me and just, you know, thank me. And I get messages from them. And, oh, it just, like, literally could cry. It changes my life. So that's my answer.
I love it.
That part of my job makes it feel like it's not a job.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I could just do this. Yeah.
Forever.
Yeah. So that's that part. Yeah, it's so special.
I love that you get to do that.
Me too.
And that, like, that is something that you can connect with, because that isn't everybody's forte.
No.
You know, and some people would be like, running around with a bunch of kids, it's going to feel like a lot of work.
Yeah, 100%.
So that's really cool that you have that perspective.
Yeah, the parents are like, so we'll just leave them with you for the night? I'm like, yeah, you got it. I'm like a glorified babysitter over here. Yeah. I love that question. That was so cute.
That was cute.
Okay. Have you ever had a friendship breakup before? And what did it teach you?
This is a good question. I personally have not.
Okay. Yeah.
I haven't had a friendship breakup.
Good.
That really, like, ever. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I think about friendships, especially now, I think of them, you know, you have to let them grow in different ways. Yeah. So many friendships have like changed over the years.
Oh, yes.
I haven't had like an experience where something huge happened and like friendship ending, no talking.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've all experienced, especially going into our 20s, with just changes in friendships where the dynamic is you're doing different things, you're in different places, you maybe don't talk as much.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard and it's kind of like a roller coaster sometimes.
Oh, big time.
Right?
It's friendships now look so much different than they did when we were in middle school and high school, mm-hmm. just coming out of high school. You really value your time with your friends more, I find. Like, time spent with them is just all that I want in the world because you don't see them as much. And also, what you're doing, it just feels like, I don't know, you're spending more genuine, authentic time with them. I don't know, friendships are a lot different when you're 20.
I agree. And it's just, the things that, especially if you have a friend or friends that you like went to high school with and that you're still friends with, you have been with each other through so many different phases. You might have been there for first boyfriends. You might have been there for your first drink.
Yep.
You know, all of the things, your crazy 18-year-old years that might have gone into your 20s. And it's just so crazy how much you go through with people and how much it just changes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've all had people where maybe I'm going out a lot and they want to stay in, or vice versa. And it's like, that can be so hard to like connect with people.
100%.
I feel like there's been points in friendships where you lose connection.
Yeah.
But if you're lucky, it comes back.
That's what I mean too. Like, I feel like your true friends, if you can get through like these years of being a little bit more distant, like your friendship will either make it or it won't. Mm-hmm. And
that's okay.
And that's okay. And I think that's really cool about 20 something friendships. So I love that. I'm glad you haven't had a friendship breakup.
Oh my gosh. I'm happy too. I don't think I would handle a friendship breakup
like,
very well.
I don't think I've necessarily had any friendship breakups, I would call, but I've heard that they are worse than like breakups.
Yeah. Because sometimes you're even, especially if it's like a best friend.
Yeah.
Oh. It's like, that is a hard tie to cut.
Yeah.
Even it's a hard tie to cut when it's needed. And that's just hard.
Yeah, it is hard. Yeah,
so I'm happy you haven't had one.
Yeah, I hope we never do.
Okay. When do you feel most like yourself? Who are you with? What are you doing? When do you feel most like yourself? Who are you with? What are you doing?
Okay. When do I feel most like myself? There's a couple scenarios I feel like most like myself. Put me alone in my house with a glass of rosé and some good old throwback country 2000s hits. And I'm having a solo dance party.
Yeah.
That is me. All the time. Whether I'm with people or with not, I feel like that's the time I feel most like myself and most connected to myself. It's just like embracing that fun side of me. I also feel like I'm most like myself around my girl gang, my girls. They bring out the best side of me. And for those who don't know, there's 6 of us in this crew. And when we're all together, we bring out, like, the best sides of each other. I don't know. That's just, like, the most truest I can be. We're just so open with each other, and I love our friendship. So I would say, like, those two.
I love it. That's so special.
Yeah,
because not very many people can say they have, like, a big group like that.
No.
And feel that comfortable, and that's when you feel most like yourself.
I've had people be like, holy, like, you have this group of friends. And I'm like, yeah, we talk every day. You know, we are always chatting with each other. We each have our individual friendships within the group. But like when you put all of us together, I don't know. It just
works.
Yeah, it just works. It's something special. So I'm very grateful. And they're all girls that I've gone to school with. So to have like a good group of friends come out of high school with is just, I feel like, rare and really
very much
special.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I thought of you the other night. I was home alone and I was cooking dinner, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, my boyfriend wasn't home at the time. and I was listening to this song. You've probably heard it. It's called Matchmaker. It's like all over like TikTok and like Instagram and stuff.
Yes.
I straight up can't relate to this song in the slightest, but it is so catchy.
It's so catchy.
And I danced in my kitchen alone to this song, and I was singing, and I was like, wow, I just needed to do this.
That makes my heart so happy.
And I thought of you, and I was like, I have to tell her.
See, like, the fact that you say you thought of me when you were having a solo dance party, that's all I want in life.
Yeah.
Is I want people to be like, I did this, and I thought of you, because that is my whole personality right there.
Yeah. So I felt pretty good. I was missing a glass of wine. I think a glass of wine would have made it better.
Yeah. You know, sometimes...
But...
You don't need a glass of wine. Sometimes you just need a good dance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. That's amazing. Okay. What is the hardest part about making new friends for you?
These are all... See, I you guys, know. This is game just gets you thinking. I think the hardest part about making new friends is meeting people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's a matter of finding people and, like, just genuinely meeting them.
Yep.
It's like, where are you at?
Yep, 100%.
Where am I going to run into you? How are we going to connect?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the hardest part. And yep. I feel like I talk about it a lot, about how, like, this age is so hard to mm-hmm. make new friends at.
Mm-hmm.
Because where are you running into people? I know a lot of people maybe make friends at work, but, and granted, I have friends at work, but they're not my age.
Yeah, yeah, I know, yes.
They're very much not my age. Yeah. And so it's like, where are we meeting people?
Yeah, yeah. And it's
that's the hardest.
It is really hard. I like, personally, I feel like any new friends that I make are just through connections, like whether that's work or other mutual friends is how I feel like I meet people.
Yeah.
Do you find it, like, hard when you're introduced to someone? Do you find it hard to, like, are you the person that wants to keep the conversation going and, like, get to know them?
For sure.
Yeah.
I definitely, like, I don't like a silent room.
No, me either.
I don't like a silent room.
No.
So I will be asking lots of questions.
Mm-hmm.
It is hard, though, when, like, you're trying and, like, the conversation isn't there, and it might just not be.
Yeah.
But it's like, okay, how are we going to get to know each other? Don't make me pull out these cards.
Yeah, don't make me. I know. Making new friends is hard. I think of, like, it just, like, brought up when you're, like, in elementary school and you're, like, looking for your first friends. Like, even that's hard. Like, you're just little 5-year-old Morgan, but then you meet someone in class and then they stick with you. Like, I think that's so cool.
Yeah.
Making friends is never easy, I feel like, no matter what age you're at.
And I think now is also is like finding the time to put into a new friendship.
Oh my, yep, preach.
Right? Because it's like, okay, I can go out for dinner with someone or mm-hmm. go for drinks or something. Mm-hmm. And then, oh my gosh, we should do this again. I might not see you for like 6 months.
Yep.
So it's like, that's hard to build a relationship and build a friendship off of something that so sporadic.
Yep.
Where in high school or college or whatever,
that's,
it's like
true.
You are surrounded by people. You might be showing up to the same class every single day.
So you see them every day.
Yeah.
Naturally.
So right?
Yep.
I think university, college, if you went that route, I feel like that's huge in making friends because you show up to class and you're like, okay,
yeah,
we get along and we get to see each other all the time. Where it's like, okay,
mm-hmm.
you really have to make the time and effort into new people.
Yeah, 100%. I think, honestly, that's such a good point. Naturally, when you see someone every day, it's like stuff just comes up. Like, I remember when I was in college, I would hang out with like a couple newer friends to me. Like, I would call them newer friends, and I met them through class, and they would just like, you just start to catch up with them like you would. But as you get older, you're not even seeing your friends that often. So to maintain a new friendship.
Exactly.
Hard.
Hard.
Very hard.
Yeah. It is.
I'm with you there.
It's hard. Okay. What do you need brutally honest advice about? That is a loaded question.
Holy.
What do you need brutally honest advice about?
Brutally honest advice. Oh my God, probably so much. I could use so much.
We all can. It's just the revolving door of, like, please give me your guidance.
I was going to say, if I was asking my friends this, I feel like they would answer for me, guys dating, they'd be like, Morgan, look at the past, honey. Like, look what you've done. I feel like that's what they would say. If I were to ask for brutally honest advice, it would be, I think, career right now. Like, just like where I'm headed. I feel like maybe in my career, I'm trying to control things. So I think I would ask someone like older than me for just some like brutally honest advice. Like, how do I navigate trying to figure out what I want to do with my life? Like everything, like when am I too busy right now? Do I need to cut some things out? Like, I guess that maybe. Does that make sense?
That 100% makes sense. And that is so, such a real
thing. Yeah.
Where it's like, okay, I'm doing so many things, but what do I want? Like, what's,
yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah, I feel like I put a lot of pressure on myself to have it all figured out. And I feel like my mom's told me before, she's like, Morgan, like, I changed jobs at 40. Mm-hmm. I wasn't even in my dream career. So I feel like I would just want to hear some brutally honest advice career-wise. Like,
yeah,
someone who's a bit older than me, who's had more experience and is like, you're 25. I'm going to give you the rundown.
Yeah.
So if there's anyone listening, that'd be great.
Anyone wants to shoot some brutally honest advice.
Yeah. I'm always open to advice. I love, I would love to hear people's opinions on it.
Yeah. That's a good one. That is very relatable too.
Yeah. Okay. Who, you're getting like all the friend ones. Who was your first best friend and what was one thing about them?
Oh my gosh.
As we just talked about, like, elementary school. Like,
yeah, that's so, what is with
coincidences today? Crazy.
So weird. First best friend. Okay. This is so cute. My first best friend, her name was Bryn. Is Bryn.
Okay.
And she, we met in like, she is the first recollection of a best friend I ever.
That's so cute. Okay,
this is so wholesome and so cute. But we met like probably grade one, kindergarten maybe, I'm not sure. And just so sweet. Mm-hmm. And just someone who has been it's so crazy to think about like your first best friend.
Yeah.
And how they might not be in your everyday life at all.
Yeah.
But it's like you still think about that person.
Oh yeah.
So much.
Yes.
Like, we don't live in the same town. We moved, like, I moved away from my hometown in, like, grade 8. Wow. So we haven't lived in the same town since then. Yet every birthday, usually Christmas, like, Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday. Yeah, and I actually got to catch up with her this summer, which is so crazy because I hadn't seen her in, like, probably 5 years. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, wow, you were so special.
Yeah.
Because you're my first friend ever.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
But aww, she's so sweet. Like, I think one thing that comes to mind is just like so sweet, so caring, so genuine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww. Shout out.
Bryn. That's so cute. I love that answer.
Oh my gosh, I could cry. That is so precious.
That is such a cute. See, guys, this game, if we haven't convinced you yet,
you just need it. Yeah. And when we caught up this summer, it was like everything. Mm-hmm. We were walking into it, we hadn't like talked in so long that it was like she could be doing anything.
Yeah,
that's the beauty part about being 25 is like you could be in school, you could be in a career, you could be married, you could
100%
do what works. But aww, so cute. Okay. This question.
Okay.
What do you think I need to hear right now?
You
switch that switches up perspective.
That is it.
Okay, oh, what do you think I need to hear right now?
I think you need to hear that you need to soak up this slow time, because I know we were talking about this and the next bit is about to get very busy. So I think you need to hear like it's okay to like slow down and take some time for you right now. Like, have the dance party, have the wine, enjoy some slow nights to yourself. And yeah, I think that's what you need right now.
That is so sweet, Morgan. Stop.
This game.
I'm going to be in tears by the end of it because that was so nice.
I think you do. I think it's a reminder to everyone.
Yeah, it's just a really important reminder. And I feel like that is something that we talk about a lot, that like, okay, slow phases don't last forever.
No.
So you have to sit in it and you have to just get comfortable with
the pace. I feel like we're like I don't know, I at least for me, I get guilty when I'm like doing nothing. Mm-hmm. But it's okay. Like tonight, my night freed up and I was like, well, what am I going to do? I could try and like fill it. And I was like, no, let's just take the time. Let's watch Glee all night long. So I hope you do that, Court.
Aw, thank you so much. I did need to hear that. Thank you.
That was so wholesome. Oh, I love this game. Can we do this every week? Just answer these questions?
Just pull new cards.
Okay, this one. Ready? What's one thing you never said to your ex but wish you did?
Oh, my goodness. One thing I didn't say to my ex but wish I had. I mean, first thing that comes to mind is, boy, I'm way too good for you. Oh, yes. And I'm sorry I never got to tell you that, but like, I was way too good for you and you just took advantage of that.
Wow.
And your loss.
Holy. Yes, Court. Wow. That is so good. Oh my gosh.
That is so funny.
That is so funny. But no, I
100%.
Listen, I think I would say the same thing.
I would repeat it over and over.
Yep. You deserve to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. That's important.
That is important. Dang, girl. I loved that. Man, if I could replay that moment we just had. Oh, yes. That felt so good.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes you just, looking back on things gives you so much more perspective, obviously.
Yeah.
And when you reflect and get out of something, mm-hmm. like a relationship, it's like, okay, what happened there?
Yeah.
What were the vibes?
Yeah.
How did I fit into this?
Yeah.
And sometimes at the end of the day, that is just true. One party doesn't.
No.
Isn't in it.
Yeah. I've always said like the saying love is blind is so true. Like mm-hmm. relationship, when you're in a relationship, I feel like things that you would normally see, you don't see.
Yeah.
So then you get out and you get so much clarity. And even like, I feel like every year you look back and you're like, whoa, like what? Mm-hmm. So to say that, huge props to you.
And I am a person that like, I wish every single person that has ever come into my life. So like,
of course,
I hope that person is doing so good.
Yeah.
And all the best. But that's just facts.
Yep. That's just facts. Yes, it is, Court. I love it.
Okay. What's an exciting change you've been seeing in yourself, big or small?
Oh, fun. Okay. I feel like I've talked about it on the pod before, but in that dating episode, obviously, like I'm a single gal right now. I'm dating. I've shared a little bit about it on the pod here. But one of the things that I am learning is to not give up myself for whoever I'm with or whoever I'm seeing. So as I'm like just kind of like dating right now, it's choosing to not like, cause I would, this sounds so lame. I'm going to get so vulnerable right now, but like, I feel like I would cancel plans to hang out with this person if that's the only day that they could hang out.
Yeah.
I would just give up things that made me happier. I'd stop going to the gym or I'd, you know, stop going on walks and doing all the things. So right now I have to like remind myself to not do that. Like I don't have to see this person every day. I don't have to give up the things that are making me happy just for this person that's not even like permanent yet. Like it's,
yeah.
So I feel like that's what I'm learning and I hope I can carry that forward in my next relationship too, because I think that's also a big part of it is the honeymoon phase of a relationship. Naturally, you just want to see each other and spend all the time together. But I want to keep focusing on myself because I'm very independent when I'm on my own and not seeing anyone. But the minute I see someone, I tend to give that up. So I think I'm just actively making those decisions right now.
I think so. And you've talked about that before.
Yeah.
And it's something that if you become aware of that,
yeah.
you do and you start being mindful of yeah. that.
Yeah.
It's happening.
It is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like I forget what it was, but I think I turned down like a date with said man like last week because I was like, nope, I have to go to spin. Like,
yeah, I can't do it.
And that was just like a big moment for me. So yeah. I feel my word of the year is intentional. So I feel like I'm intentionally choosing me right now, even doing things and like, you know, dating and exploring and whatever. But yeah.
Choosing you.
Choosing me always. It's yeah. It is a hard thing to learn. I will not lie.
Yeah, especially when you are going through the stages of learning how to choose you.
Yeah.
It is so difficult to break patterns.
Oh.
In anything, but that one specifically is like, okay, how do I just rewire and put myself first?
Yeah, exactly.
When I put other people first all the time.
Yeah, and I feel like it's not just a reminder for, you know, people who are listening that are single, but people in relationships too, long-term, short-term, whatever, wherever you're at. Like, don't give up on the things that are making you happy, especially for other people. Like, I don't know, some relationships can tend to make you give up things because you're changing interests, you know, like when you merge mm-hmm. two lives. But like, if it makes you happy, it should be a priority, and the person that's coming into your life should like fully support that, and if anything, encourage you to be a part of that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's crucial.
It is crucial. Crucial. Mm-hmm. I will say, the man that I went on a date with that I've talked about on the pod here.
Give us an update.
He's wonderful. So great. We're still seeing each other. Lovely. Yeah. Don't know where that's gonna go. No expectations. That's my also what I'm learning right now. I'm just like trying to put boundaries up, and I'm just kind of, you know, no expectations. Talking to people who make me happy, fill my cup, just enjoying it.
Yeah, and leaving it there.
And leaving it
until
there.
Until it's goes somewhere. Yeah.
But one thing about him is he will make sure I am going to do the things that I love. Like it's him after that, which I really, really appreciate. You know, like I was like, could give up my Sunday and not go to Spin, like hang out, we'll like go get breakfast, whatever. No, you're going to Spin. Like, that makes you happy.
That's your plans. Yeah.
And I'm like, yes.
I needed that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so that feels good. So I'd
that
say
is
that's
good.
Yeah. No expectations is another thing that I feel like I'm learning right now.
Yeah.
So yeah.
I'm here for it. I'm here for all of it.
Here for all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Wow. What a fun.
This was
Is that
good.
All your questions? Yeah.
That was all my questions.
That's all my questions.
Okay.
Wow. I love this game.
Yeah. It is so good. It is able to just like get you deep, and it's perfect.
It is perfect. Honestly, like if you do not have this game, get it and use it for your next girls' night. I just think it's like so fun. It just like when you're friends with your friends for so long, you know everything and you catch up about the same stuff, you know, boys, kids, life, friends, whatever. But this just is more intentional in your conversations.
It is more intentional. I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but me and a couple girlfriends always play this game. Like, we we all love talking, and two, we love intentionally asking people questions and just like learning more about each other in like different ways. Anyways, we brought it out one night and we got the boys involved, our boyfriends or husbands slash boyfriends.
Yes.
And it was like, the boys were like, I don't know if we want to like join you guys, and we're like, no, we're all playing, so like gather around. And it was really nice to see like them come out of their shells with like each other, because it's hard for everybody sometimes. I mean, these questions weren't like super, super crazy, but it allowed you to have a space to like maybe be vulnerable and share some things.
Yeah.
And even more so when you get into it, it's like, it's kind of scary sometimes.
It is.
Answering questions
of
like,
it's scary to be vulnerable.
What would you say to your ex if you could?
Yeah, exactly. I think, this game definitely, like I said, we played it at Christmas for the first time as a group of girls. And it was just like so fun, because for anyone who has never played it, there's questions in there like about your friendship specifically. And I just think that's so cool, like getting to ask things that you would never ask your best friend straight up in a conversation.
Yeah.
So yeah, it feels really intentional and genuine playing this game.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it.
I'm here for it. I'm really happy you brought it onto the pod today.
I know. This was so fun. Like, I say this every week, but it feels like we could do a part two of every episode we do.
Yeah.
Because I just like, I want to keep asking the question.
I want to keep talking.
I know.
Well, I guess that's probably a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah, we're done.
A lot of questions. And yeah, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for being here with us another week. Another episode. You guys, I know we said this at the last, but I can't help it. We said it at the last little part of last week's episode, where it's just like, you guys, some things are in the works for spring, and it's so exciting. It's fueling our fire.
It really is. Like, we obviously see each other a little bit before we start officially recording, and we were just so excited. We're just beaming to share it with you. So stay tuned. Yeah, it'll come soon enough. But if you made it to the end, there's your second little sneak peek on exciting things coming. But thank you so much for the support, and thank you for listening.
Yeah. Okay. Well, bye, guys.
Bye, guys.